Watch, conservative author Abigail Schreier rushed by transgender activist in Israel. By Joel B. Polak on May 30, 2023. A large group of left-wing protesters in a suburb of Tel Aviv, Israel, attempted to intimidate American Jewish author Abigail Schreier during a book event Sunday, and an Israeli media outlet claims she got what she deserved. Schreier is the author of Irreversible Damage: The Transgender Craze Seducing Our Daughters, 2020, which critiques the phenomenon of transgenderism among teen girls, and has recently been translated into Hebrew. As Breitbart News reported earlier this month, major Israeli book chains refused to stock the book, and left-wing groups pressured the original Tel Aviv venue to back out. A secondary venue was also pressured to cancel. Ultimately, Schreier's event was moved to a small venue in the Tel Aviv suburb of Ramat Gan, whereupon the Israeli media, such as journalist Linda Dayan of the left-wing Haaretz Daily, claimed the event was a failure. Dayan's news article about the book event was an outright endorsement of the activists' attempt to censor free speech, an extraordinary stance for Haaretz, which styles itself as a defender of liberal values, to adopt. When Sela Meir first announced the event, a talk with Schreier about the book, moderated by the publishing house's lead editor, Liora Levian, it was slated for Tel Aviv's Soho House, but was soon relocated to Tel Aviv's social space for unspecified reasons. The latter venue, which generally holds apolitical artistic events and community-building workshops, seemed an odd choice. It was. The managers canceled the event moments after learning of its content. Sela Meir Publishing owner Rotem Sela promised to work to hold the event at an alternative location, which was quickly revealed to be Tel Aviv's Carlton Hotel. But while Sela Meir was location-hopping, a group of teenage activists launched an initiative of their own. A Twitter account called the Official Page for LGBTQ Terrorism, a tongue-in-cheek nod to the Israeli far-right's description of such activists, alerted the Carlton to the event's content, and it promptly backed out. As she celebrated these cancellations, Dayan scorned Schreier for the supposedly small turnout at the event, noting that attendees, including the author, had to wade through the angry crowd that gathered outside. During the discussion, a protester rushed the stage, disrupting the book event and threatening Schreier's physical safety before being removed from the venue. Schreier, at right, was unharmed in the attempted attack. Dayan also claimed, falsely, that Schreier's claims about transgenderism as a social phenomenon have been refuted by physicians, and gave credence to the argument by activists that her work is dangerous to them. Schreier subsequently published a Twitter thread explaining what had happened, and criticizing journalists like Dayan, whom she said had behaved in totalitarian fashion to create the illusion that her ideas were rejected. How leftist media lies. My book was published this week in Israel, a country 1/50th the population of the U.S., where Amazon has little presence. Bowing to LGBTQ+ activist pressure, the two largest book chains refused to carry the book, which made it hard to buy in Israel. 1/pic.twitter.com/gt/bghh. Abigail Schreier, at Abigail Schreier, May 30, 2023. Nonetheless, hundreds immediately registered, and paid, to attend my talk in Tel Aviv. /2. Abigail Schreier, at Abigail Schreier, May 30, 2023. Next, Pride bullied two large venues in Tel Aviv to cancel my talk, threatening to boycott those venues for all of Pride Month if they allowed me to speak. /3. Abigail Schreier, at Abigail Schreier, May 30, 2023. The event was moved to a suburb of Tel Aviv, to a smaller venue, which only had room for 100. Over 100 ticket holders had to be turned away. /4. Abigail Schreier, at Abigail Schreier, May 30, 2023. The event was moved to a suburb of Tel Aviv, to a smaller venue, which only had room for 100. Over 100 ticket holders had to be turned away. /4. Abigail Schreier, at Abigail Schreier, May 30, 2023. One protester rushed the stage and had to be wrestled to the ground by audience members, something anyone who bought a ticket knew might happen. And still it was standing room only. Leftist media declares, only a few attended. /6. Abigail Schreier, at Abigail Schreier, May 30, 2023. It's a technique totalitarians have always used to make their opponents appear small and marginal. It's an optical illusion. It's shameless, it's false, and a situation the left worked to create, which they now report on as if it were an organic result. Don't fall for it. / E. Abigail Schreier, at Abigail Schreier, May 30, 2023. In addition to being an influential author, Schreier is also one of the most respected journalists in the U.S., having worked recently on the Twitter files, exposing political bias and collaboration with the government at Twitter. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the new biography, Rhoda, Comrade Caudalie, You Are Out of Order. He is also the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.